From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he called the very dangerous situation with North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the United States. President's warnings came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. U.S. stock market posted gains, a change in direction after several down days amid tensions between President Trump and North Korea. Investors have reasons for concern, according to Rajiv Biswas, Asia-Pacific chief economist at IHS Market. He says the economic consequences of even a conventional conflict would likely be horrific and devastate the South Korean economy, hurting that nation's trading partners, particularly Japan. Biswas also told VOA the possibility that North Korea could actually use nuclear weapons is, in his words, a nightmare, but still a low-probability scenario. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been re-elected. He defeated opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Shortly after, Kenyatta and his vice president, William Ruto, adopted a conciliatory approach to the opposition. This is VOA News. At least two dozen people were killed, more than 100 wounded, many of them seriously, after two passenger trains collided in Egypt. Edward Uranian following the story from Cairo.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital Cairo and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot, and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. military disputing claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claiming 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. Taliban insurgents active in the region said that their Islamist insurgency claimed that shortly after missiles hit a vehicle, local residents rushed and gathered near the site when a second airstrike targeted and killed them. Trump administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. That story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive saying the company's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. Comments came as Google grapples with a high-profile internet internal debate over the number and influence of female employees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.